Hey guys, it's been a while here on podcast by Hepzibah Frances, but I literally had the stirring in my heart yesterday that I needed to get back to making podcasts, and so here I am. How are you doing? How has been last few months been for you? We are going to be picking up where I left off, talking about mental health, but I'm going to be talking about mental health from the place of identity this morning. What's with mental health connecting with identity? Identity is basically who you are. And then mental health, when people struggle with mental health, it includes hearing the lies, feeling like you're a nobody, feeling like you are nothing, feeling like you are not good for anyone, feeling like just those words that come in to belittle the awesome, amazing person that God has made you to be. And a lot of times, when this comes into the mind of anyone, it's hard to do anything of worth because you have this lie tugging at the inside of you, telling you you are nothing, telling you you are nobody. And I experienced that sometimes. In fact, I had an experience with that recently. How do I overcome the lies on my mind about who I am, about my identity? Number one, I learn to receive God's own idea and identity of me. I learn to receive His own visions of me. I learn to call myself what God calls me. And you know, God's identity of us is not dependent on whatever mistakes we've made. It's not dependent on whatever men see us as. It's not dependent on even our parents. God has His own vision, ideas, thought pattern, thinking pattern of who we are. And so the first point in rising up from, you know, the lies on your mental health about your identity is you've got to know who you are according to the eyes of God. You've got to know who God calls you. You've got to know what God sees you as. And then when you know that, and you can know that by going through the scriptures, for me, I hear God's voice. And then, you know, through prophetic words, we write those down. This is who God calls me. This is what He sees me as. And then when I hear those lies from the enemy, I can defend myself against them by speaking the words of my Father God about me. So it's going to be a battle where you cannot just stay silent. If, for example, you had an altercation with somebody and the person starts to say stuff about you that kind of brings down your mindset about who you are, you can't just lie down there and feed on those words over and over again. Yes, you may have made a mistake, but that's not who you are. And I remember I've said this before in one of these sessions where I had a sister who had, you know, made some mistakes, and then, as is usual with sin, was trying to cover up the sin. And then when I found it out, I looked at her and I was like, who are you? Because I was so surprised and shocked that she could do that. And even in the midst of her mistake, she replied to me and she said, I am a child of God. And I was blown away by that. So you need to be able to look back at that words ringing in your mind about you and say the word of your Father God about you. You need to be able to speak. And this leads me to my third point. You may have to record it in an audio version or something and start declaring that. You declare that every day. You look in the mirror and say, I am this, I am that. For me, I'm a voice to the nations. God has called me. God has appointed me. God has put His mantle upon me. God saw all my flaws before He called me what He called me. And I have to stand strong in declaring what God has said about me. I hope that this has helped you today. Going through difficulties of mental health and the identity is a huge thing today, and you need to learn how to battle it back. I hope that this has helped add to your armory in battling the struggle between mental health and your identity, please click on the link below. Go get a copy of the book, Who Am I? Because it's going to help you further along on this journey. Share this podcast to someone who needs to hear what I've just shared. And then see you for a regular going forward podcast schedule. I think I will be changing my name here on the podcast and my YouTube, and we would advance towards that as time goes on. Thank you once again for joining. Share this podcast to everyone who it will be of help to, and see you next time. Bye for now. Love, love, love. Hepzibah Frances signing out here.